Three Americans accused of running a private prison in Afghanistan were found guilty today in a Kabul courtroom. Two of the men were sentenced to 10 years in prison, and the third received a sentence of 8 years. They were charged with entering the country illegally and detaining and torturing Afghan nationals. From Kabul, Rachel Martin reports.
It was the fifth trial appearance of the Americans and their four Afghan employees who were accused of operating an illegal terrorist hunting operation in Afghanistan. Before any evidence was produced, attorneys for the Americans tried to put an end to the proceedings. Bob Fogelnest is the attorney for one of the accused, Edward Caraballo, a freelance journalist from New York, who claims he was in Afghanistan doing a documentary film about the hunt for Osama bin Laden. In his opening statement, Fogelnest said his client and the other accused were not getting a fair trial.
The current legal system, as it exists and functions in practice, falls short of international human rights standards in many respects.
The judge rejected the attorney's request for a dismissal and gave the floor over to the prosecutor before the defense had finished their opening statement. Fogelnest then rose to his feet to protest.
I object. I want to try this case according to Afghan law and international law. This judge is making up rules as he goes along in order to help the prosecutor. That is not fair. But if that's what he wants to do, I can't stop it.
The drama continued as the defense called Jack Adima, a former Red Beret wearing combat fatigues and sunglasses, to take the stand. Adima, the alleged leader of the group, demanded to be sworn in on the Quran.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, on behalf of Allah and in the name of Allah.
Adima Caraballo and the third American, Brent Bennett, were charged with entering the country illegally, imprisoning and torturing eight Afghans who the Americans claimed were terrorists plotting to kill top-level Afghan government officials. Adima has claimed, since his arrest in early July, that he was conducting his operation with the approval and support of the Afghan government and the U.S. military. Today, the defense tried to back up his claims by presenting videotapes of Adima surrounded by high-ranking Afghans at the Kabul airport.
The first thing when we got off the plane, many people met us. NDS met us, NDS met us, Ministry of Defense met us, Chief of the Border Police met us, Karzai's brother met us.
But the videotapes and documents presented by the defense did not sway the judge. After 7.5 hours, Abdul Basset Bakhtiari announced his decision to the packed courtroom. He found the three Americans and their four young Afghan employees guilty on all counts. Defense attorney Bob Fogelnest called the trial a sham and said the U.S. government betrayed his client and the other Americans.
They could have, had they wanted to, made a request of Afghanistan to acknowledge the defects in the legal system and request that these Americans be returned home. Apparently, the American government wanted this to occur outside of the confines of an American trial where there would have been proper evidentiary rulings and the evidence could have been heard.
A spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy said that State Department monitors present in the courtroom concluded that the trial was fair and in accordance with Afghan law. Attorneys for the Americans say they will appeal the court's decision to the highest level. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Kabul.